Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. Well, this is your first time seeing us with video, so how do we look? Pretty good, right? So today we're back with our first new episode of season four, where we'll be interviewing Carly Mullins, who is our own in a Revoice.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
And she's a theater performance with a concentration in musical theater major. And this is currently her first semester at VCU. So, Carly, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Carly Mullins. I'm a theater major, as you said, and I'm looking forward to this episode.
Ooh. So you just recently started joining Revoice with us, so you wanted to become a part of, you know, making all the podcasts and also just getting to know more people. What made you so interested in Revoice to join?
So I know somebody in the group, and he did my headshots, and then I saw you guys at the Soho Fair, and I was like, this sounds cool. It would give me more background in editing and both films, so I just wanted to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it gives you really good experience, you know. So it's your first semester at VCU, you know, it's kind of daunting, you know, starting it out and kind of trying to figure out what you want to do at VCU, and also just in Richmond, it's kind of scary because, you know, it's a big city. How's your first semester going? How are your classes going?
My first semester has been really great. I think for the theater department, it's a lot easier making friends because you're in classes with the same people over and over again throughout the week. So it's been very easy to get along with people and get to know each other, as well as, like, my other classes outside of it are very easy. There's a lot of work, but as long as you keep up with the work, then you're going to pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That was how my first semester felt at VCU. What was the main interest behind, joining VCU and wanting to go to school here in Richmond?
Well, I've always loved theater and musical theater, and VCU is one of the only schools, not the only, but one of the only schools in Virginia that offers a musical theater major. So there's JMU, there's Shenandoah, and there's a couple others, but they don't really offer a musical theater major. JMU does, I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get very involved with musical theater because that's what I want to do for my future.
Yeah, of course. That's very exciting. I know VCU has a great, you know, arts program all around. Now, when you look back at, what's got you here, how would you say art and music has affected your life?
Oh, it completely changed it because I didn't know if I was going into college for music or art at first. I was very skeptical because financial reasons, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what I love to do, and it's what I want to continue to do, and it's what I'm passionate about. and it's played a big role in my life since middle school, maybe even elementary school. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to continue with it.
How long would you say you've been expressing yourself in this creative bubble of musical performance or theater performance?
Musical performance, I've been doing musicals since sixth grade, since I was able. As soon as we had our first musical, it was Bye Bye Birdie, a 1950s musical, and it was super fun. I was a telephone girl, just in the ensemble, but I had an amazing time. Mm-hmm. The next year I auditioned, I had done a previous summer show, which was Shrek, and I was a little pig. Great, great, love that show. But I got a main role for my third show, and that's when I started practicing every day. Mm-hmm. I would practice for minimum an hour every day for at least 3 years until I was able to continuously get lead roles in high school.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. Yeah, I feel like you really put a lot of effort into, you know, into the practice. You get more enjoyment from the practice of it all, you know. And when you look at theater and music, what people or things in specific would you say inspire you to go deeper into the creative process?
I would say many of my teachers, but mostly my mom. My mom has always encouraged me to keep on with theater because she wasn't able to keep on with it herself. She had an option to join a cruise line and sing for a cruise line, but her mom wouldn't let her because she was under 18 at the time. So I think she's kind of living vicariously through me, but also this is what I love to do, and I'm not just doing it because of my mom.
Mm-hmm. And what ideas, as of recently, have you been trying to like implement into your work, whether it's new things you're learning, you know, in your first semester or things you already know that you just like to re-implement into your creativeness.
Yeah, I tend to romanticize everything. I don't know why. It just makes life a lot happier, in my opinion. So most of my songs are romantic, but not because I feel a certain way about somebody, just because I'm trying to find like the light in the dark, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And I can do that with sad songs, but typically it doesn't end out how I want it to be. So.
There was this boy I met in class today. He had a nice smile and a pretty face. And I wonder if he caught me staring. I'm sorry, I promise I'm not glaring. I've never seen someone with eyes so blue, and I wonder, what are you up to? First he smiled, then he walked away. God, I never know what words to say. The words just fall. What do I do? Oh, darling, if you only knew. Do you wonder what I am?
Yeah, it feels like to me. And we just heard you play some songs earlier. What were those songs, if you don't mind?
So names are in the process, but for one of them, it's Do I Wait? And it's about waiting for somebody to change, even though you know they're not gonna change. Waiting for them to finally take initiative. And so this one is a little sadder, but it's waiting for somebody to finally take initiative, even though you know they won't. You know, like mm-hmm. you're still hoping for the best, but the outcome isn't gonna give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
One of the classes in here, and I was just looking out the window, and I saw a couple people, and I saw like this little couple. They were walking together, but the guy like pushed the girl. I was so mad, but it was cute, so I wrote a little song about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's you know, good stuff to write about, like stuff you see. You got, you know, almost four more years left. What would you say you're trying to accomplish here in your time?
I hope to grow as an actor and both a person, as actress and a person, not just growing my skills, but also growing my empathy and consideration of others. I think grow, like becoming a reasonable adult is the goal for going to VCU. One who can take both sides, both opinions from either people and not get mad at it, not go up in arms. I don't know, feel like I can have a good conversation no matter who I meet.
And then as for like social media and where we can follow you at, what's your social media handle?
My Instagram handle is at Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y underscore cat 15. And my TikTok is at High Law View. So it's H-I-G-H-L-A-W-V-I-E-W because I spelled it wrong. So it's like I love you, but High Law View. So.
High Law View.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for, joining the podcast for an episode. We're excited to work with you on this podcast, you know, maybe as a host or even a producer or, you know, wherever.
So wherever.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Bad Attitude. Bad Attitude was created by host and sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia, with the help from Carly Mullins as producer and behind the scenes, and Aaliyah Sampson as producer and behind the scenes. Thank you so much for joining. This is our first episode with video, so please let us know how it is. Thank you so much for watching.